Mom Podcast. Today we are here to talk about some of the biggest struggles for moms, especially for working moms.
So dads, either put your earmuffs on because you're probably not going to like what we're about to spill. Sorry, Luke.
Speaking of, like, your uterus is probably like, are you bloody kidding me? Working already? I haven't even shrunken back to my original size. Oh my God. Yes, your uterus is
British. You guys are noticing, there's no belly here and these things are nice and voluptuous at this point. But yeah, so, you know, here I am, not pregnant. Happy about it. So here we are. I think this is a topic that's pretty relevant to all of us right now. You know, I had a baby like 1 minute ago.
Literally.
Heath has five.
I'm just over here living the dream with two.
Leisha has two. But I think we juggle a lot. And as women, it's, you know, oftentimes kind of we pick up a lot of slack in a lot of different areas, and no fault to the men. It's just kind of how the cookie crumbles.
Expectations are higher for women, and that's, I don't care, I'll argue with anybody on that.
Well, not only that, but we're controlling as fuck. Like, let's be honest.
We are.
Like, not all, like, just all women in general, I feel like. So, like, they need to, like, have the control, want the control, but then also like want to bitch about it later. That's kind of me in a nutshell.
I also feel like the pressure is put on the mom more so than anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess as it should. I mean, you are the mother.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the kids want you. So
not mine.
Not right now.
So when the school nurse is calling for you to leave work to go pick your kid up, they're calling for the mom, not the dad. So that's not all cases. I mean, it's different for every situation, but there's definitely a lot of pressure being a mom and working, whether you're working full-time, part-time. Anything can happen at any moment that could throw you through a loop. I feel like moms have a really good way of responding and making it work. So let's talk about
it. We could take over the world.
That's why we're the ones to give birth.
Don't bring that up right now. So I apologize to the staff on the labor and delivery floor.
Oh, man.
What are the struggles that we deal with on like a day-to-day basis as moms that work?
In our positions, we're, you know, trying to help our moms navigate when a child's sick or they have to cancel their day or they have to leave work. I think the schedule is the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, when it's a last minute, unexpected, unplanned illness.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to go about your work life?
The schedule alone, just schedule in general for my whole entire life is pure chaos. It's, you know, dealing with now four kids, dealing with the salons, business, career, then, you know, just finding time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, and I'm just, you know, I'm just explaining that because I feel like that's most moms right now are dealing with that. They're dealing with their children, their schedules. If somebody is sick, trying to figure out work, trying to figure out that balance, and then also finding time for yourself. Like, it's just pure insanity. I mean, it's hard to do it.
I was just going to say, like, and that's, like, if everything goes right, like, as planned. Mm-hmm. So, like, throwing in, like, people being sick, you being sick, or your
childcare calling out that, like, morning when you're already dressed, ready to walk out the door. And then they're like, I can't come in.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a challenge that we all face. For me, it takes a village. And I have, over the years, built a village. I wouldn't say, like, I mean, I'm lucky in the sense that I do have my parents to lean on. But I also am the type of mom where I have to trust other people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not the kind of mom that's like, only certain people can watch my kids. And granted, like, I definitely, you know, check in and check up on them, and I will only hire someone as long as it's a referral. I have learned to let back a little bit because it's the only way it's going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Be a little bit lenient, like, okay, I know this girl, or my sister-in-law knows this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to come help me with my kids. And I feel like for me, just building a village of support has been key for my, you know, career.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head, like, letting go. Like, it's so funny when you see, like, a first-time mom, no shade, but with, like, the schedule, and he can't have this, like, only this on this at this time. And it's, like, so funny because, like, as you get further into it, it's, like, you know, you just got to roll with the punches.
Like, it's hard, and it's not a sustainable lifestyle.
Yeah, I think everybody's on their own journey when it comes to this thing, and it's about finding the balance. You know, like, balance is such a word that the world uses right now and like what does it even mean. But ultimately, I feel like when it comes to kids, family, and career, everybody has their own dynamic that works. And for us, like having a company that embraces that is, I think, ultimately like what I'm proud of, but also what motivates people to work for us, especially moms. Mm-hmm. We're super flexible when it comes to things like that. You know, if someone's sick or a nanny calls out, and these texts come in all the time at this point. It's every day.
Every one of those texts are so relatable for us because we've all been there, done that, been in that position. So it's relatable when you have somebody texting you at, you know, 8 a.m. Hey, I was driving in and my whole house just broke out in a virus. Yeah. I have to turn around and go home. Okay, no problem. We'll do what we have to do to help you and get you through, get your schedule redone.
Do you know what I worry about? If I didn't have kids, like, would I be as empathetic as I am now? So, like, I'm thinking about, like, the salon owner that maybe doesn't have kids and, like, can't relate.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think that that's huge for us because, I feel like us being so relatable, I do have empathy. Like, I get it. Like, I understand that you were up all night with a kid throwing up and coming into work today and dealing with 12 hours of clients, like... Do you really even want them in doing hair? Like, if they're not even at their best, mm-hmm. like... I think it's very relatable. I've been there. I've done it where I woke up and I'm just like, I can't do it today. Like, I can't get in there. I, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's life. It's real life and it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess so, that's something that you'd have to remember, like, just the quality of... And the mindset of the person that would be coming in, like treating it almost like if it was like a mental health day or whatever. Like,
almost. And I feel like every company out there would benefit by allowing that flexibility and having it. It's unfortunate, but it, like I said, it's real life and it happens. But for me, like going back to like a strategy for me, it's building a village. Like I have a plan B, I have a plan C, I have a plan D even. Yeah. Like if B's not working out, okay, let me go to C. And I think that mentally any mom out there that's working in a career needs to set herself up for success with that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not always easy. And that's why I'm saying, like, sometimes you have to let go of your strict boundaries and be like, okay, you know, I'm okay with having to go to work and, you know, having somebody that's very well qualified and it's not my mom. I think that's the only way I would be able to do this is with a village.
I'm like at a party and there's a 10-year-old playing with my kid. I'm like, hey, do you babysit?
Yes. I love that. Well, at least you guys go out at this point because I just stay home in my house with my kids trying to survive each and every day. Yeah. So that's
a challenge in itself.
So. How do you guys stay organized with like school stuff and like remembering that it's crazy hair day? And
I'll tell you what, Valentine's Day is so demanding. We have more events and things popping up and sometimes they're last minute. Like, I mean, if the Phillies win a game, all right, now it's Philly shirt day tomorrow. And it's like, do I have Philly shirts for all my kids? Like, and are they clean? And do I even know where they are? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's organized chaos. My life is organized chaos. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it's all rainbows and butterflies because it's not.
For me, juggling that, I'm not super organized, or at least not naturally. And I feel like each and every day I'm getting a little more organized because that's just how I have to be at this point.
Yeah.
Last night I said to Will, I was like, are you impressed with how organized I am right now? but honestly, like working with schedules, like I have 100 schedules on my phone and some of them are shared with Will and some of them are shared with you guys and like managing that. So I think like embracing technology because there's tremendous value to what can be found when it comes to schedules and like Google calendars and all of that stuff. That's been like a godsend for me.
Well, just like what I said, it takes a village. I feel like forming like little mom groups with school is huge. Like for us, our children all go to the same school. So like if I'm forgetting something, more than likely you guys have remembered it. Mm-hmm. Shoot each other a text. Like, hey, tomorrow's dress down day.
I laugh because we always do that.
We do that constantly. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'll wake up and I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy hair day. Let me make sure mom knows or remembered. And I'll shoot her a text and she's like, yep, on it. Like, so if you're a working mom out there and you don't have the support from your school, it's easy to form a Facebook group.
Yeah, I did even before, like last year when my kid wasn't with your kids, like I had, you know, there's a group text and I would always get like text the night before and I was like, oh God, thank God. Or I would be the one to remind everyone. So,
and for school, like, I think it's important to have like a Facebook group page where everybody in the school community can join in and you guys share calendars and reminders and stuff. And I think that's great. One of the things for me is, I chose to be a homeroom mom last year.
Because you're out of your mind.
And I know I'm out of my mind.
No way.
But I'm also a very empathetic person. And the reason why I chose it was because I had two older kids. I mean, my boys are teenagers now. So I went through it, and I was that mom where I was just going into preschool. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know anything. I was missing dress down days. I was missing, like, teacher events and stuff because I didn't know, and I just didn't even realize it. So feeling bad for myself back in the day is what drove me to actually be a homeroom mom this time. And I tried to make sure, the first thing I did was I started a group text with anybody that wanted to be on my group text, and I warned them, like, you're gonna get reminders, you're gonna get, it could be at any time of the day, it could be on a Sunday at 6 o'clock while you're eating dinner, but when I think of something that I know I need to be prepared for with school, I'll shoot it in that text.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many moms came up to me and were like, you were the best homeroom mom. Like, all those reminders were so helpful. Yeah, I can't wait for next year. I hope we're in the same. And there were so many days where I was forgetting something and you would remind, and, like, you know, I really tried because I was that mom that was forgetting.
Yeah.
So knowing what I know now, what I didn't know then, has been helpful with being a mom and working and being in school. Embrace your peers. Well, embrace your kids, friends, parents, and, you know, teachers, and get involved however you can.
The interesting thing about you is I feel like you have two perspectives.
I do.
You have, like, your first-time mom,
mm-hmm.
and then your second-time mom.
And that's it. That's it, because, you know, I do have teenagers, and then I have toddlers, and so it's like I'm going through it all again, you
Wait,
know?
What's that show? Tiaras and something? It could be Teenagers and Toddlers for Heather.
I mean, listen, it would probably be a very interesting reality show in my life.
100%. You know, I think that something that should be spoken about is, like, maternity leave and how this works in our industry. Because for me, like, you know, I don't take a long maternity leave. That's my choice. Mm-hmm. I'm about hustle culture. So that's just how I roll. You know, like, 2.5 weeks in, I'm in. Like, I'm coming in and I'm not staying the whole time, but I'm popping in. And that's how I choose to do things. Other people, I've seen them walk away from their businesses and take a full maternity leave, 30, 60, 90 days, whatever, you know, 6 weeks. I don't know. I don't know what people take. But, you know, I think that there's nothing wrong with what you choose to do with your maternity leave. Yeah. Over the years, in regards to coaching team members, there's been a couple things that I've found, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, but when you have a team member that takes a maternity leave and it's a short one, or even if it is a long one, and they come back to a 12-hour day, to me, I'm like, don't do it. Like, just no don't way. Go from being at home. And we've had team members do this, and unfortunately, we just didn't have the experience to coach them otherwise. But I can remember two specific scenarios where I had somebody do that they went out on maternity leave, and then they came back after 6 weeks, and their first day back in the salon was like 12 hours, and it was not good. You know, I'm not saying it was awful, but it just wasn't good. And it's like, so recently I coached Danielle, and I, you know, she told me what she was doing for her plans, and I was like, are you coming back to 12s? And she was like, yeah. I was like, can I talk you out of it? She was like, why? I was like, because
you're healing.
Yeah.
And you don't, I think that's a lot of what you don't really expect, and you're not prepared for with the process of, like, your body when you have a baby. Like, yes, you're making all these adjustments with your schedule and taking care of this baby, but also, like, nobody really prepares you for what happens, like, afterwards. And when you just said that, that triggered me. When I had my first, I went back after 6 weeks, and I remember I did a 6-hour shift, and by the end of the night, my body was like, it was hurting, and I'm like,
and
what,
then
is,
you had to go
what
home
is this? Like,
and take care of babies after that.
Exactly. So it's, I think, not easy. That's so important to remember, for sure.
It is. You should definitely work your way in and back, and, you know, I agree with you 100%. I don't think 12s is good for anybody.
I mean, 12s are hard for a
30-year-old,
healthy 30-year-old person.
With no babysitting.
I think, you know, and that's something we're seeing right now in our own company, where the 12 hours is kind of daunting, and it's not to every level, but there are specific people in our company that it's a negative at this point. And it's something that, like, I think we're trying to navigate. So especially after a baby, like, to come back to that, that's
There's
difficult.
Also the aspect of, like, you're not getting that morning time, and you're also missing out on bedtime. So, like, that's super hard, I think, when you're literally not seeing your child for 24 hours, because you put them to bed at night. You might see them for, like, an hour in the morning, but you're really not going to see them when you get home from work.
And it's hard on the kids. The kids need you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, I get certain circumstances, like people don't really have options, and that might be the only thing that they can do is like a 12-hour shift, because they might only get a babysitter available for one day a week for 12 hours, and they have to take advantage of that. It's unfortunate. Like I said, we're moms. We figure it out, and we make it work however we can.
Yeah.
But from our standpoint as being leaders, like if we can, you know, discourage somebody from doing a 12 right off the gate out of having a baby or even just having little ones at home that are still so needy.
Yeah.
That's the route we go.
For sure.
I will say that first baby is like the biggest adjustment. Like, I know you said you like took weeks with 2 weeks with Sienna, but she's also like your fourth. But I feel like that first baby, when you have, you're like,
it's so hard.
What is happening right now?
It's like, so, it's such an adjustment.
There's so much adjusting that's happening. It's crazy.
It's normal. It's completely normal. Yeah. And that's the thing. So like,
the truth is behind that, and what I'm seeing right now is what the way I parented and the way I went into life with a newborn when it was just one is so insanely completely different than what I'm dealing with now with my fourth. But I feel like I said it to Danielle too in that same conversation. I'm like, oh man, you're in for it. Like, you don't even know what's coming, you know? Yeah. Like, start buying those programs now. Yeah. Invest in a sleep schedule.
Well, it's funny because it's like when you say like, oh, I have one kid. Well, then you could have four. It's not going to be any different, you know? And it's almost like it gets easier. Oh, and it does. It's like it's harder in one way, but easier in another. And so like people laugh at me when I'm like, I have five kids. And I'm like, you could give me three more and it wouldn't faze me. Yeah. Like, and I mean that. Like, I could take your kids and your kids every single night of the week and it probably wouldn't faze me. It's like a production line.
Yeah, she would. Something else that I think this is like relative to is just basically the self-care thing. And like, I'm at a point, what am I, 3.5 weeks postpartum at this point, and like mentally, emotionally, like I'm not on social media right now. And that was something that was like daunting me at the end of my pregnancy. Like, it was like, oh my, you know, what are you gonna do? You're gonna fall off the face of the earth. Like, you're, you know, you were doing so well, and then all of a sudden you have a baby and like life gets jolted. And you know, I'm trying my best not to feel guilt in that, which I'm okay with. Like, don't, I'm cool with that.
You're better off. It's an election year. Stay off social for your mental
sanity. But like, social for us is like a part of our, you know, it's a part of our world, and it's important. And I think a lot of people in our industry feel that way. But for me right now, like, I'm kind of cool. Like, I'm like, all right, you know, I just need to, you know, I'll get there at some point. I'll figure it out. I'll get back in the game, which is fine. Emotionally also, like, you guys asked me to go to dinner. I'm like, maybe. I don't know. It depends on what I'm like on Friday.
Yeah.
Like, and just kind of being cool in that, like, it's okay to feel the way you feel and not really giving a shit what anybody else thinks or does. I'm a master of that. I mean, like, that's definitely like something that like I'm good at. Like, I don't really give a shit if you guys are going to be mad if I don't go to dinner.
It's, I mean, we're not.
I don't even care if you talk shit on me at dinner. It's still not going to matter. But I think just like embracing like whatever you're going through in those moments, especially after having kids, it's like, you know, you got to do you, and it doesn't matter what the internet or your friends or your parents or anybody else tells you.
Yeah.
So what do you say to people when they have a boss that's not flexible, when you're like, hey, my kid's sick, I can't come in today, and he's like, well, you don't show up, you're fired. What would you say to that?
I mean, I really hope that's not happening in this world. And if it is, I mean, you need to definitely check yourself as an owner. This world's completely different these days. And when I say these days, I mean now. Like, you know, I think we worked for owners at some point that may not have been empathetic toward children and mothers and maternity and all of that stuff. But now it's not an option. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the only way.
Yeah. Do you guys also feel pressure? I mean, all three of us are married. We all have children. So for all the moms out there that have husbands or, you know, boyfriends or babies' fathers that get support, do you think that it's more expectations of you than the father? Like, so if your nanny calls out or your babysitter calls out that morning, who's staying home from work, you or your husband?
All right, so this is difficult for me right now. This probably would have been better off for you two, because right now, like, Will's here taking care of our baby in the house over there.
Well, here's what I'll say. I think it's on me, like, in my head. Like, half the time, like, I'm going through all these scenarios in my head, and, like, my husband might not even know like what the hell is even going on until like so I speak up.
True. Yep. That is like, so true.
I think you have to kind of talk through those scenarios, and it's like, you know, I'll get to the point where I'll explode and he's like, what's going on with you? I'm like, I have this and I have that and I have to worry about this. And yeah, he's like, dude, like,
all you had to do was tell me and yeah, I would have helped.
So like, I'm going through like that kind of right now with my childcare. Yeah. And like, we had this today and I was basically like, I have this on Wednesday.
Yep.
If there is no childcare, like, you got to figure it out. Like, I don't have the mental yeah capacity to figure it out. And he was like, got it. No yeah problem. You know,
I've had those conversations too. Like, I feel like, for me, like, my kids were sick and it was like an illness that they couldn't go back to school, or like yeah they were out for the week. They were done. So I knew I couldn't bring a babysitter in because then they would get sick. And I had to reach out to my husband. I'm like, okay, I can take this day and that day, or I could take this day and that day. What can you do? And yeah, he always stepped in.
Right.
But it is, I think, in our own heads as moms, I feel like we put that pressure on ourselves and we don't reach out to people that would be willing to help, or, yeah, you know, some can't. I get it. Like, I also know that there's some people that they're like, my husband can't take off work, like, he will lose his job if he does, and that is just so unfortunate. Like you yeah said,
that's tough.
Businesses need to reevaluate and the world we're living in, and you know yeah
you also have the situations, which this one's tough, but it's, you know, the men in the relationship that feel that they bring more value and that their career is priority over yours, and that's a whole different avenue. But ultimately, like, some of the proudest things for me as an owner and for women in general in this industry is, like, you do bring to the table. Like, mm-hmm, you bring value. You show up. You doing what you need to do in the salon every day, whether you're an owner or a stylist behind the chair, is bringing tremendous value, if not to anything, if to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you're becoming a better version of yourself because of whatever you're doing in your career. So, like, I just hope that people don't lose sight of that.
I mean, the single moms, like, I was just with a mom the other day, like, she's working full time, has two kids, and she's making it work. Like, that to me is, like, so inspirational.
That's a flex.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, dude.
Yeah. The single moms don't have it easy by no yeah means, because a lot of the times they just don't have that husband they can get on the phone with and call. And
they
say,
don't have
hey,
like, the cushion, you yeah know, they don't, and the buffer.
They don't. Yeah. Some of them do. Some of them have awesome relatives and friends that will fill in. But when you're a single parent and the other parent might be absent, you know, it's really a whole different animal you're dealing with.
Yeah, you have to be 100% on all mm-hmm the time in all aspects of life, yeah, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is where, like, I love our industry for this, too, because I think that, you know, for our companies, we're women. There's all women. We don't have any men that work for us. So it's like a literal sisterhood. They find friends and, you know, we go in and we kind of bounce ideas off each other and we vent. And at times, like, it gets wild when we talk about, like, oh, you don't even know what he did yesterday. He was golfing for 8 hours. And, like, I wanted to literally, you know, like, those conversations happen. But I think in those moments, like, you bond with people who are in similar situations to you. And having that, you know, being in an industry where we can do that, like, it's pretty cool. I don't know. Yeah. I like yeah that.
And I love that we're the type of leaders, too. Like I said, we're relatable. Like, you can come to me and be like, hey, my kid has this Christmas pageant at school. I need to block my schedule for 3 hours. And I'd be like, no way would you ever miss your kid's Christmas pageant. Yeah. Block that and go.
Yeah.
100%. Because I personally would never work for somebody that would make me miss out on one of my kids' life happenings.
Yeah.
As a mom. Like, that would just never happen for me. If I couldn't find somebody to work for that... You know, and I'm not saying, I mean, every little, you have to be up at school for every little thing. I mean, you pick and choose what's priority.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there definitely needs to be some kind of understanding as owners when you are dealing with women and working moms that there needs to be flexibility, 100%. Mm-hmm. Is there any advice we could offer to a salon owner that might be tuning in right now? Like, just looking for, what can I do to support my team? Or maybe they, you know, haven't in the past and are looking for that. What would your, both of you guys, what would your number ones be?
I think it's like a great time for you to shine as like somebody who has empathy for somebody who's going through a major transition in their life. And if you don't have kids, it might be hard for you to empathize with that. If you do, your team is going to feel a type of way about you and build a culture that's way stronger than you trying to fight back and resist
yeah
to what they're trying to do. I mean, there's been times where stylists have come and said, this is the maternity I'm taking. They get into it and they're like, look, I need another 4 weeks. okay, yeah. like, I don't want you in here, you know, if you're not going to be 100% or if it's going to cause you to be in a downward spiral and something else worse happen, you know?
Yeah. I think that's huge too for salons and their culture. I feel like as a salon owner, when you're looking at your team, like your well-being matters more to me than right. anything else.
Right.
That's such a strong culture. Mm-hmm. And people ask us all the time, like, what's so great about your, you know, what are you guys doing right? And we focus on culture more than money. Yeah. I mean, like, I would much rather know that you're happy and you're healthy and your work-life balance is good than seeing you struggle and just coming in here to, you know, make a buck. Like, that's not good for anybody.
What about you, bud?
So. I don't know. I think, like, well, let me start here. Listen up, leaders, because I feel like there's so many different avenues and things that you can do when it comes to maternity leave with your team. I personally think the tiny things go a long way, too. Mm-hmm. Like a phone call, a text message, mm-hmm. like, hey, how are you holding up? You know, I'm thinking about you. Those are tiny little things, but when you're doing them and you're actually like giving a shit about your team, that's what's going to build that relationship, and they're going to feel safe mm-hmm. and they're going to feel okay to come to you and say like, hey, I need some more time, or, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I'm coming back 12 hours. I think I should, you know, pivot to 6. All of that stuff matters. I feel like that's a big one. Like just the teeny tiny little things. If you can't offer a full paid maternity leave, which most companies can't right now, especially in our industry, you know, possibly bring in Aflac, you know, get Aflac in and start to talk about some options that you could do with them there so that they have some time off and they're feeling financially supported while they're out. Yeah. Things like that are really going to, you know, they're going to make you go the extra mile, and when most companies or other companies aren't. So,
and it's going to make them want to stay with you and want to, you know, be part of your team.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's so important. I think having it, when you are a salon owner, I think you should not only be trying to retain your clients, but you need to retain your team.
Yeah.
And you need to find ways to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, breaking them for them when their kids are sick, or, you know, they have an event up at school or something that they need time off for, I don't think that's going to have anybody want to work for you. So, it's important. So
for stylists out there, if for any stylists out there who are working for a company where you feel like the leadership may not be on par with your views and values regarding maternity, I mean, I think that ultimately bring it to them.
Yeah, you know, it's worth a conversation for
sure. Go to them and talk to them about what you want to do or how you want to do it. Or maybe if you are having any frustrations as a parent with the way the company works, bring it to leadership. And if they're resistant or hesitant, or, you know, they're not willing to budge on anything, then maybe it's time you consider finding a company that's better in that way.
Yeah,
because you're not going to be the last one that's having these, you know, I mean, we're all moms. We all deal with the same things, typically. So if you go, maybe you'll pave the way for some of the other moms in your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. For all you working moms out there, we want to give you a huge shout out.
We see you.
We see you. We feel you.
Yep. We're here for you.